Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 91, Three Men and a King Baby Duck.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, and you be seated. Welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
Blue Onik.
Mr. Cuse.
I'm Manville.
And just yesterday, I was talking to a couple of my coworkers, and one of them brought up a couple movies. They said, hey, King. Well, they didn't say King because...
They called your fucking regular name. Just right. Shut up about it. We know.
Says, hey, King, have you ever heard of a movie called The Human Centipede?
Oh, no.
That sounds like a porno.
They actually made a porno version of it.
I know, they did. I've heard of it. That's why I said it sounds like porno.
But
I've never seen it.
I saw the trailer for it like last year.
Yeah, we saw the trailer for it.
And I just went, you know what, that's enough. I don't know why.
For horror type films, that has just gone too far. It's one of those things where they hook, like, what, four or five people together?
Three people. The sequel that's coming up is supposed to be 12 people.
Yeah, now I perfected it, so we're going to go hook 12 people together.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the Saw series, but this one is just too fucking
ridiculous. Sewing lips to someone's asshole is not my cup of tea. And then my coworker, she goes, well, okay, how about the movie Teeth? Have you ever seen that? And I go, no. This is why not. I go, a movie about a woman whose vagina has teeth and bites penises off.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder why I don't want to see that.
Hey, honey, you want to...
Oh, there goes another husband. Anyways.
Well, there's always the other entrance.
Yeah.
You never can trust that one either.
I think our friend Darkheart there, he was the one who mentioned about that movie.
I see it on Netflix on demand, and I'm like,
next.
Watch it for us.
Fine, I'll take one for the team and I'll watch it.
No,
I have Antichrist on my Netflix queue. I've been kind of pushing myself to try to watch that because of how I've heard how disturbing it is. But
I would watch that.
What Willem Dafoe does in that film, I hear, is just fucked up.
I've heard about it. That's why I kind of want to see it.
I might have to take one for the team and have to watch it.
Well,
you seem like that one's a really hard one for you to take.
Well, recently, just what I watched on Netflix is Cabin Fever 2. Now, that's the thing is it had nothing to do with Eli Roth.
Right.
So Eli Roth does not have a say in this movie, but they did bring back the, you know, laid-back police officer from the first one. So he kind of was like the main character of it all and whatnot. So it was funny. Mm-hmm. But it was also pretty messed up because this is, like, he was freaking stupid, of course. Like, he really smoked too much weed and whatnot.
Right. Now,
it's just, yeah.
Did they sing the Cabin Fever song from Muppet Treasure Island?
No. Why would they do that?
It would make things a lot more entertaining.
Yeah. No, what it is it's leading off from the time from the first movie where they kind of leave, like, you know, the dead body, and it seeps into the water, and then that water is going into the bottles that are going to other places, and it ends up at the school that's, like, the major place that they really, like, concentrated the story on.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that these people
are
doing...
Wait, now it's sounding like Soylent Green.
Something like that, but it was just messed up altogether, and apparently, like, the police officers started, like, one of the guys that was at the diner, he's just like, oh, yeah, I was just waiting for these pancakes all the day, and the guy next to him just explodes in blood, basically, and he goes, holy crap, he plays back all the stuff that happened in the first movie, holy crap, he goes in the car and just starts driving around randomly, and goes, he tries to...
Wait, why did he explode?
Because the guy, because that's what it is the flesh-eating virus has turned, like, even deadlier.
Oh, right.
No. Like, in the first one, what it was is this flesh-eating disease.
So what's they call cabin virus?
No, well, cabin fever in the sense of, like, he gets sick and he stays inside and whatever.
Well, do you know how you could have made that part hilarious, though? It's because I've been waiting all day for these pancakes. The guy explodes and he's like... Didn't touch the pancakes.
Yeah, that was one part, but the other part, this guy had, like, a trachea, too, so he was just like, God, duh! And then he falls over. He's like, what the fuck, man? You got it on my pancakes! And he's just like, all of a sudden, he just blood starts squirting out of his trachea, and you're like, holy crap. Yeah, that guy's not doing too well. And, of course, there was the dumb, like, woman that was like, oh, praise the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You're just like, and he's running to the vehicle, and she's still like, amen, blah, blah, blah. She, you know, trying to say that she's trying to get demons out. Here he rips off the shirt, and there's just like this big, ugly, like, messed up. It was really fucked.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way, but I'm going to have to do probably a full review on it and put it up on the website because
right. It
might be just that messed up.
Yeah, it does sound like a really fucked up film.
I don't know. I mean, I know the other day, you know, me as an atheist. People probably give me a dirty look over this, but I watched the movie Angels and Demons.
Which is a pretty good film.
It's not a big deal. I watched it too. I'm an atheist. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but, you know, we were talking about, you know, movies at work, and I mentioned it, like, dude, aren't you an atheist? And?
Yeah, it talks
about God, like, yeah, and death.
It's a good
movie. Ewan McGregor's really good in it.
I know. But the sad part is, now I want to see The Da Vinci Code, because I haven't
And that's a pretty good film, too.
Haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Have you read any of the books?
He doesn't read
unless it has sports on the cover.
There's a lot of pictures.
Hey, fuck you.
And a bikini-clad woman on the cover, too.
Actually, I'm a huge James Patterson fan. I like the Cross.
I like to call bullshit on that.
James Patterson's a pretty good author.
I like Cross.
He's a good author.
Somebody gave it to me at work one night. I was doing a detail. I read it, and now I read them all.
Okay.
I mean, like, let's put it this way. Like, a movie that's going to be coming up recently called Priest. That's not going to stop me from going to watch that movie because it looks badass.
I'm a fan of the original comic, which was written in Korea. But the thing
not
is,
that one, you sick fucker.
The thing is, people might need to read some of the original comic to get what's going on because it's actually a sequel to the comic. Kind of like what happened with, what was that film? Oh, God damn it. The one with The Rock and Sean William Scott. The one from Donnie Darko.
The Rundown?
No. The one from the Donnie Darko director.
Oh, no. I don't know. Why?
No. Southland Tales.
Oh, right. That actually was a continuance series. That's one of those things. Well, I think that movie is the end of it all, but...
Right.
But what it is there was, like, what? Three or four books that were kind of like graphic novels about what's going on, and then they brought them in and did the movie part.
That's what's going to be with Priest. You got to read the comic first before you watch the movie.
But that's
to understand what's going on.
Right, they don't usually do that.
Yeah, and you know what? I like it when they do that because it promotes reading to the people.
And it promotes you to read the magazine, too.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Only you would want to promote reading.
Hey, you want to promote reading, too. You want people to read your James Patterson novels, don't you?
I said I read it. I didn't say people had to read them.
No, I'll defend you. Those are good books. I read some of them.
I read them at work when I get a chance.
Right.
Promote reading at work.
Ah!
Why do your job when you can read?
Hey, by the way, did any of you see the preview for the upcoming short film Fight for Your Right Revisited?
I saw that.
No.
Don't know how I feel.
It's a Beastie Boys movie.
Oh, I saw it. That was on online. You could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's what happens after the music video for For Your Right to Party.
But wasn't it Colin Farrell in that and people...
No, it was Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Seth Rogen. The guy from Your Highness that I keep forgetting his name. Why do we keep forgetting it? The guy, he's from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. I know his name.
Danny McBride.
That's what I just said.
And a couple other people, too. So, It looked really funny. It was like the Beastie Boys from 1986 meeting present-day Beastie Boys.
And they basically smashed everything in the video. Yeah.
I would find. I heard it played to really big crowds over at Sundance, so... Huh.
Yeah, it looks funny.
And not to mention, they got the new album coming out May 3rd.
But that's Sundance. All those people are like, hi. Oh, wait, isn't that that one in the desert thing that I make? Isn't that... Oh, never mind.
No, Sundance is the one that's in Utah.
Oh, okay. All right, just making sure.
Right.
No Mormons, yeah.
Yeah.
The sad thing was I was thinking of that.
You're a Mormon?
No. Although there's that musical that's opening up, The Book of Mormon, that looks hilarious. People are saying it's like the funniest musical ever. And that's what happens when you team up the guys with South Park with the guys from Avenue Q. You get something epically hilarious. But, anyways.
At least they didn't kill each other in the process.
Right.
Because sometimes bringing, you know, beautiful minds together like that, it can cause epic issues. You know, they could go and basically kill one another.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah, you know, death.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
So, let's stop with the banter, start with the sports.
Alright, so we're going to start off today with sports, like, you know, Mr. Blue said, and let's jump right into baseball, because, you know,
baseball.
Opening week started last Friday. The Red Sox made their way through Texas and Cleveland, all on the road.
Red Sox are fucking up.
And they couldn't win. Hey, stop shotgunning yourself.
Hey. No Kurt Cobain. All right.
No. Oh.
Now keep going. Okay, you know what? His wife did it. Let's just put it that way.
We all know that.
Yeah, okay, go.
So, I mean, we thought the last game in Cleveland that we had it, Lester pitched like a god.
And of course, I get a text message over here from the King saying, when did the Red Sox turn into the Mets?
I got the same text message.
Yeah. I'm like, all three of you.
I looked at it, I slammed my phone shut, threw it across my room, and said, fuck you, Doug. And I literally left it over there.
It's like that Family Guy episode. It's the opening day, then the New York Mets, and here's the pitch, and the season's over.
So, I sat there, and I tried to convince the Duck yesterday that we're going to be fine. He's like, how do you know? We're going to be fine. Just trust me. We're going to be fine. But how do you know?
They'll have their season high at the middle of the season like usual and trickle down a little bit by the end of the season, I mean, but still get in the playoffs.
They're talented enough. They can't just, you know, they're going to be okay. I agree. Because it's so early. It's 6 games out of 162 games. Well, it's really.
I just think they're trying to get the Nilly Willies out, basically. Trying to get the feel of the game again.
A new team, too.
Well, then all of a sudden, we come home. Home opener.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to crack us open.
Against the New York Yankees of Fuckville. I'm sorry, the Bronx. And, well, it starts off in the first inning. John Lackey gives up 2 runs, and we're down 2-0.
Am I supposed to be
No.
Well, then Dustin Pedroia gets up and...
No.
Sorry, it's the way that you're talking.
No, there's an old announcer that used to talk like this. I'm doing it. Yeah, this is how we used to do it. Let me do it. So Dustin Pedroia gets up and swings in over the green monster.
Ho 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 ho!
No, that was a bat girl.
Oh,
she really knew how to take that bat.
Inner's pooper.
Hey, take it how you can get it.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, John Lackey gives up 5 runs in his time there. But unfortunately for the Yankees, in 2 innings of work, Phil Hughes gave up 5 runs. So they had to start a lot sooner with their bullpen. Well, granted, Lackey, like I said...
Lackey!
He gave up those runs.
Lackey lacked the effort.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But the Red Sox bullpen, in their effort of work, allowed 2 hits and 0 runs. Lackey's day ended with a home run by Alex Rodriguez.
A-hole!
So then we came back. We got runners on the corners for Jared Sotolamacchia, the new young catcher, and he dings it off the green monster.
Uh-oh. He dings it off the green monster.
You ever hear the ball hit the green monster?
Ding!
No, dang! It's been hit so many times that ding's gone, says dang.
Yeah. And then pretty soon it'll go dong.
That's right.
A ring a ding, 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 dong. Keep which your sounds, heads ringing.
Which sounds like a porno. Dong.
Okay, well then, keep going.
So, On to the ninth inning. We're up. And in comes Jonathan Papelbon.
Papelbon.
Now, his last outing, he struck out the side. Uno, dos, tres. He gets up and he strikes out number one. Strikes out number two. Up comes Alex Rodriguez.
Wait, when did you become Jamaican?
Shut up! Just let me have fun with this!
No, never!
Pitch one.
I think Willie from that.
Strike.
Strike.
Pitch two. Strike. Pitch three. Ball.
Three pitches. And those are three pitches. Oh, well. Tell me your top.
Really?
Keep going.
Then the pitch comes in and he swings. The ball is towering into Jacoby Ellsbury's glove for the first win of the season. What a way to end the game. And he does these weird noises. So, I'm hoping we can take at least 2 out of 3 against the Yankees this weekend.
Because 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Music, it's not time for music. You can sing our music.
Okay.
Fine. It's time. It's not time to play the music. It's not time to light the lights. It's not time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
All right. And then.
Okay, so I was going to say that, PD had a good game, 3 hits, like as we're saying. But we have Buchholz pitching another game in the series, so we should be able to take at least 2 out of 3. It's always tough to sweep the Yankees.
Well, Buchholz today, and then we've got Beckett against Sabathia.
Yeah,
Beckett has owned Sabathia in his career.
That's true.
But neither one's pitching like themselves, so we'll see.
Because Sabathia hasn't won a game 0-0, right?
Yeah.
So,
and if you guys remember when we won, went through Cleveland to win the World Series. Beckett actually beat Sabathia twice, but yet somehow Sabathia beat him up for the Cy Young. Beckett had more wins, more everything, and beat the man twice head-to-head in the playoffs, and still didn't win the Cy Young.
Yep.
Don't know how that works. I guess the Yankees must have blew the writers.
Somebody was, giving somebody cocaine. All right, let's just put it that way.
It was the ghost of George Steinbrenner just haunting people. If you don't choose him, I will haunt you for the rest of your life!
You do realize when the vote happened, Steinbrenner was alive, right?
His pre-ghost! His pre-ghost! There's a pre-ghost. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
He had an out-of-body experience.
All right, well, anyways... We've got Yankees till Sunday. We got Blue Rays Monday through Wednesday.
Who? Wait, Blue Rays?
I mean,
Devil
Rays? No, Devil Rays. I'm sorry.
I'm like, it's Blue Jays.
They made it, and shit happens. All right. More or less, when I looked at it, I saw blue, and then I saw Rays, and I went, "Oh, Blue Rays." I meant, Blue Ray player.
So yeah,
Blue Jays is next week.
The thing about they're playing the Devil Rays Monday is that Manny, retired because they're caught for performance enhancing drugs again.
And yeah, they have to his eggs dropped again.
100-game suspension, so he decided to hang it up. Plus, also the last end of last year and beginning of this year has just been hitting atrociously. But
hey, Manny, how's that asterisk?
I wanted to face Manny so we could just, beat the hell out of the Devil Rays and, spite him, but...
I just want to play baseball, but no, I don't want to play baseball
and
anymore.
His statement was, well, I am officially now a retired Major League Baseball player. I'm going to Spain with my old man.
Spain? Why Spain?
Well, that's what he said. It was on the...
That's exactly what he said, Spain. I thought he was from, Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic.
He's from Dominican, but he's going to Spain with his old man. Yeah. Don't ask me. Well, that's a statement.
They said, what do you want to do? And he goes, Nova habla Espanol. So that's what I heard.
Let's hope he gets...
God damn it. That comes from Mexico.
Well, I hope he gets ringed in the ass by one of the running of the balls, then.
Yeah. Wait. You can only hope.
I think I got a phone call. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Phone asshole. You go and answer it in the middle of the thing.
Hello? Yeah. Manny. No. I'm not Barry Bonds' personal trainer. You can't get more steroids from me. Why are you whooping? I'm going to have a conversation with Manny because he thought I was Barry Bonds' personal trainer.
No, that was Manny Ramirez talking. He always sounds like a Charlie Brown character when he talks.
Yeah, anyways. So.
Now that the joke was ruined.
So basically.
You ruined my joke! I brought out a cell phone too!
Wasn't much of a joke to begin with.
Yes, it is! Barry Bonds is on trial right now!
I brought out a cell phone too!
I brought one out too!
Okay.
Ooh, how funny! 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 Funny!
Fuck you. Alright. And actually, the jury is deliberating in the Barry Bonds case at this very moment, so we're waiting for breaking news.
Didn't they also release Anderson from jail?
They released, the personal trainer from jail.
Yeah.
So we should hear any day now on whether or not Barry Bonds is guilty or not guilty. Because the tapes that they were trying to use actually got thrown out this week.
Oh.
Key evidence bullshit. Against Barry Bonds got thrown out because it wasn't properly obtained.
Assholes.
Because it was handed over by somebody else without a warrant.
I think for this situation, they should say, fuck it, just use it as evidence.
You have to follow the letter of the law.
Well, that's kind of in that whole court case thing with, what's his name there, from Hustler. So, yeah, you gotta watch out for that kind of shit.
So you're saying, Duck, you ready for this? Let's say you go and commit a murder.
Yep.
Alright, you kill Mr. Q's and Blue.
Hi.
Why not you?
I'm not around.
Conveniently not around.
I'm at football practice.
Well, I'm studying.
Too late, you're already dead.
Jewish.
You're already dead.
Heritage. Damn it.
He already killed you.
Oh, alright, fine.
He hit you in the back of the head, with Moses' staff.
Ah.
Oh.
Sorry.
No.
And he chokes you with a cross. Sorry.
Asshole.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
But it's all caught on camera. So he steals you steal the video.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in your house. Let's say you put it in that drawer right there.
Okay.
Police come in to arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
They have an arrest warrant. Not a search warrant, right?
Right.
And they open the drawer, and they find that video. You're going to jail for life, right?
You're fucked.
Yes.
You think you're fucked.
The judge asked the police, how'd you get it? Well, it was in a drawer. Did you have your search warrant? Well, no.
Wrongfully attained.
That gets thrown, now you're no longer going to jail.
Right.
Are you sitting there thinking,
unless
you should still use it.
Unless the fact that they figure out that, what weapons you used and whatnot, like the staff that he used on here and some kind of lasso that came out of a fucking cross on me. And, they're able to put that, your fingerprints on that goddamn stuff. Yeah, then maybe. Maybe.
But that video is no longer,
It's admissible. It's one of those things that you can't use.
But Barry Bonds is a douchebag. This is different.
Dude, you could have the needles that they used on him, and it still would have to be like, oh yeah, somebody could have put those fingerprints on him. I have video of him doing it with that needle!
And like he claimed.
It's got fingerprints, and it's got his blood too.
No. All they have is his blood. There's no fingerprints, because it was a personal trainer giving it to him. And Barry's argument? I didn't know what he was giving me. He's my personal trainer. I trust him.
It's kind of like how Dave Chappelle did that whole thing about the piss on you kind of thing. It's like, he needs a birth certificate with his grandmother in the room and his friend saying, yep, that's him pissing on that, young girl's hair. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, that kind of shit.
Look at my Robert there peeing on them girls.
It's just because of the fact that there's so many fucking loopholes in the law system that shit like this could fall right through the cracks.
Is Barry Bonds that big of a criminal?
I don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, it's kind of like...
He cheated at a game.
No. He took a drug that made him a better athlete. He still had to swing that bat and still had to hit it. It made him stronger.
It made him a better athlete, but a suckier lover.
See, now this is why I wanted to talk to you about this movie called Bigger, Stronger, Faster. Wanted you to fucking watch it, but you went and you were like, no, I'm not watching anything about steroids. The guy that took the roids and had the muscles, like the really fucking weird muscles, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he had those. He was on one of the night shows after he got arrested for steroid use and all that other bullshit. He was on one of the night shows. He's like, oh yeah, I can hit one of those 90 mile per hour baseballs. The guy that was doing the documentary brought him to the batting cage, stuck him in the 90 mile per hour thing. He couldn't hit a fucking baseball to save his life.
So you still need the skill.
You still need the goddamn skill. You could have the fucking biggest muscles in the goddamn world. You gotta have the skill, the eye and hand coordination to fucking hit that ball. And there's no fucking way.
How do you do it? I pick things up and put them down.
Exactly.
I love that commercial. I love that commercial. I'm sorry.
I pick things up and put them down.
So this is our stretching area. I pick things up and put them down.
And here, do I sleep? Do I put my email?
Bam!
You put the air in the body and the I did it! I tied my shoes. You see that one? That one's fucking hilarious.
But truthfully, just, do you know what he's being charged with? Lying.
Well, yeah, that's lying to a friggin' yeah.
They said, "Did you use steroids?" He says, "No." Somebody else comes up. Yeah, he did. I gave them to him. Oh, he must be lying. Cuff him up.
Yeah, but in actuality, if he just, if whatever, say if he did it, if he admitted it right away, he wouldn't have gotten so much in trouble. Like, remember Giambis and remember Pettit, they say, I did it, and then I'm sorry, and then, like, nothing, so he should have just,
Like what happened with Martha Stewart in the Inside Trading.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to put it like this. Are you the King Baby Duck?
Yes.
But you don't look like a duck, he just lied, arrest him.
Yeah. I just think the fact that they've taken a lot of those, you know, cases and stuff like that and put them out there, like, you know how there's that panel of people? It's not like the judges. It's just they bring you in and they talk to you. There's like, did you do this? It's just, it's one of those things where they bring it out into the public. Those things never friggin' work. I don't think those things ever fucking work in that whole concept, especially when there was around the time when they were like, are you a communist? That shit just doesn't work. I think the whole fact that they go, oh yeah, you're lying to the government. What are you going to do at that point besides take me to jail? And then, I mean, take me into like the actual court. You go and finally take it in the court, and then what can you do after that?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to either get arrested or somebody's going to walk away with a lot of money because they sue somebody.
Well, it's not even like Barry Bonds lied in court.
Yeah.
There was a congressional hearing. There was no judge. There were just members of Congress asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he went into a courtroom, sat there, and lied about a crime. He lied about something that he took.
I mean,
I don't see that.
It's just one of those things where somebody could go and take the wrong fucking thing, and it could be considered an enhancing, you know, thing, and they can get screwed.
The other thing is that they do have a list that tells them stuff they can't take. So in all fairness,
but truth be told, okay, look at these other guys on the list.
They need to like treat it the way David Ortiz did when he was accused.
Yeah, he wants to know what happened. But, I mean, look at all these guys on this home run list, right?
Yeah.
Willie Mays, Babe Ruth. Back in the day, they used to use cocaine, right? And cocaine makes you stronger. I've dealt with it.
PCP.
PCP, all of it.
Is that proven, though?
A lot of them have admitted it in, like, books and stuff. And
so why are they all pissed at other, like, the younger...
Because nowadays, there's a banned list, and they're taking things on the banned list, even though they took them before they were banned.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But it's like a huge thing. I mean, I know everybody knows that Babe Ruth used cocaine.
And was a drunk.
And ate all the pancakes.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not saying, you know, anybody else that I know off the top of my head, you know, it could have been true. You know, anybody could have, but we don't know. But let's move on because we've wasted enough time on this subject.
Right. Fuck Barry Bonds.
So the Bruins played this week. They played, you know, New York Islanders. Took a 3-2 win. Thomas looked really good. We've got a couple games left. We play today and tomorrow, and I believe there's one more. It's either this weekend's it or there's one more before playoffs. Right now, as it stands, we're looking at playing the Montreal Canadiens in the first round.
Canadiens!
It's the worst 3 seed right now, right?
Yeah. Okay. But we still stand a chance at moving up. Wow. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see where that goes.
So we're a couple points off of the second seed, right?
Yeah.
Now, right? Okay.
Yep.
Technically, if Washington's the number one seed, loses every game, and so doesn't Philly, and we win every game, then we can actually have, you know, be tied for first, and where at the beginning of the season we beat Washington, we'd have the tiebreaker, so technically we still have a shot at first.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
No.
But it's still plausible.
Yeah. Possible.
Possible, but go ahead.
Okay, anyways, keep
going. Alright, so I'm all set with that. We'll, you know, talk more about hockey later on.
Okay.
But let's move on to the PGA Masturbators. I mean, Masters.
Sorry. Okay. Well, McElroy was masturbating yesterday. No.
I knew it!
I knew it.
His shoes were too white.
Europeans like doing that stuff.
I heard he had a lot of strokes.
No, actually, he's negative 10 on the stroke, so he's doing pretty good.
That's impossible. Is it like rewinding?
See, what they do for the whole concept
dude. Of he's talking the whole dirty show.
Oh, that one, I'm sorry.
He's like this. Oh, okay.
Oh, that sounds not so pleasant. All right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyways, McElroy had another good round. He shot a 69, which is 3 under par.
Don't you fucking say it. Don't you dare fucking say it.
All right, guys. I'm ready. Okay. All right. So anyways, the big story of the day was Tiger Woods, who shot a 66, and he's minus 7 within 3 strokes.
He's a devil! He shot a 66!
All right, die!
All right, so anyways, he birdied 7 of the last 11 holes, punctuated by his birdie on 18, and, you know, he's come back many times. From big deficits, so... Oh, my God.
Yes, he's come so many times.
What's wrong with this guy?
Well, actually...
Everything.
Can I just put a question that he already asked?
Okay.
Yeah, he said, you know, how can you be 10 under on strokes? Let's say the average human being has 10 strokes, and you see something that gets really excited, you might go before 10. I mean, 400.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right, so keep going here. All
right, so anyways, and Freddie Couples, who's actually... 51 is only five strokes back the lead, so he actually has an outside shot, playing pretty well. So we'll see what happens. I think that I think Woods actually has, you know, a decent shot to win just because he's done it countless times, and I think Rory McIlroy better keep playing well, because if he doesn't, you know, he's going to be looking over his shoulder for the, you know, final round. So. Let's see what happens.
I think I'm with you on the whole fact that Tiger Woods does have a good chance with this, but I feel that with the whole Tiger Woods issue going on, they're going to choke, you sons of bitches.
Everything we're saying, you guys are laughing at.
You had to talk about choking.
I know what you're talking about. Okay, anyway.
But for
if he's winning, does that mean he's sleeping around with more women right at the moment?
Probably does.
For this up and comer,
he's not choking as much.
Roy McIlroy, that is a big step, especially in the whole, you know.
No, it is. I hope golf. I hope he wins. You know, I'm just saying, like, you have to be cognizant of Woods, just because he's done it so much and he has been an elite golfer for so long. But yeah. I like to see McIlroy when he's 21 years old. He's a young golfer. There's a bunch of young golfers like Jason Day.
And I think it's just...
And he doesn't have the father in the background going, cha-ching, cha-ching,
yeah, exactly.
Cha-ching.
This is one of those setups that it's kind of a stick it to the Tiger Woods of, like, hey, look, there's going to be, like, a new home name, you know, that everybody uses. Oh, it's going to be a Roy McIlroy. You know, like, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, used. I mean, it'd be nice. Also,
Tiger Woods, y'all. No, fuck that. I'm done with that.
Take it with you.
Now, I just want to see McIlroy versus McEnroe.
Ooh.
I'll kill you.
Hey, then we gotta make a video about that one.
No.
Fart.
No. Oh my god. Which reminds me about John McEnroe, makes me think of House of Pain, who are gonna be playing at the Paradise next week.
Thank you for putting that in. Thank you so much. Alright, keep going.
Alright, that's all I had for golf. So we'll see. It should be an exciting weekend, you know, with golf and, you know, the Red Sox and Celtics, so should be exciting. Looking forward to it.
But who do you feel that really is going to come out on top with the Masters? Do you feel it's Tiger Woods? He might just pull that upset and win another goddamn fucking coat.
I know, I'd be pissed if he did too, but I think he will.
Well, considering his wife took half of the coats.
Yeah, that is true. Coats. Now he needs more coats because he's got to keep warm. But, I mean, he's won so many coats that he had, like Monday through Friday each day of the week, basically.
Yeah, but she got 4 out of 7.
Yeah, so.
And also, the way he's warm.
And considering the fact that he has to sew each day of the week in his underwear, too. You know, he needs to have it matching.
Well, he's got to watch out for the iron. You know, he doesn't want to get, you know.
He doesn't want to burn it.
He's going to get burned again.
Yeah.
By his wife. Her wife.
Especially from the iron that she'd be swinging at him.
And the golf club.
But she got half the iron, so, you know, it's still really hard to do the jacket.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for the most part...
Well, who do you think's going to win?
I want Roy. I want Roy McIlroy to win, definitely.
You want Roy to win?
What? No, but who... But Roy. But who do you think will win? Not who you want to win, is what I'm asking you, I guess.
I think Roy's doing it because of the fact that he's able... He's been first, like, for the last... I mean, he was negative 7 the first day. Now he's negative 10. I'm hoping that he's going to be able to keep this lead of negative 10 because he's some of the shots I was watching the other night, I was like, holy shit, yeah, how the hell did he was able to get that? You know?
He was laying it up within 5-6 feet and tapping in for birdies. So.
Some of the shots have just been, I mean, none of them have really like gone in from the shots that they did, but watching the ball land out at least like 15 feet and just gently roll right back to the hole. You're like, what the hell? How is he doing that? Is there something possessing the ball at that moment in time to get it that close?
Okay.
Yeah,
I hope so. My only point is that Woods has been just on a tear the last back nine, and I think he's kind of like, he's comfortable coming back.
Yeah. So, first day, he was what? He was like 20. He was 21 or something like that. He was almost kicked out because of the fact.
Yeah, even after the first nine holes, and then he went crazy. So we'll see. I'm rooting for Rory, but I don't know. I have a feeling that Woods will come back. Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
all right.
Next. Now we're gonna cover the NCAA tournament, which ended this week. Big winner, of course, being UConn.
UConn Haskins.
They beat the Butler Bulldogs, who I think a lot of us were rooting for, the underdog. But it wasn't even a close game, so I was kind of depressed.
Yeah, it was close at halftime when Sheldon Mack made that three at the buzzer to give Butler a 3-point lead. But then from then on in, it was all UConn, and the shooting percentages were horrible. Butler shot 18.8%, and they were about 3 for 31 on threes. Yeah. Think about that. That's horrendous.
I could have done better.
Yeah, I could have done better too. It's just
horrible. The Duck could have done better.
Yeah.
You would have been shooting and singing the whole time. So.
I can get the ball in the hole!
You're scared.
So, anyways, and then, just the way the game went, like Kemba Walker, probably one of the best players in the country, had 15 points. Sheldon Mack had like 12. It was just the way the game went on, it was just a bunch of missed shots. Even they were missing layups.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where just they couldn't make anything. And then whoever, the team that shot a little better won. So I was disappointed. I mean, the women's score had more scoring than the men.
And it was a close game, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I was really happy. I mean, either way it went, because I'm a Notre Dame fan through and through. But I'm glad that Texas A&M actually got a win, and it wasn't a big-name school. Texas A&M beat Stanford. Notre Dame beat the gorgeous Maya Moore in UConn. But, of course, Notre Dame has Skylar Diggins.
Skylar!
Yeah. Woohoo! Anyways. So, the tournament, it was a good ending. It wasn't what anybody predicted, and I really enjoy that. So now, more in basketball, though. The Celtics, they've been playing. What do you think about that, Mr. Cuse?
I was happy, they won last night, but I have to say, losing to the Bulls by 17 points was rough. I just felt that the reason they didn't win, I know the Bulls are a good team, but Rondo had 0 points in the first half. He wasn't getting in the lane, he wasn't getting, he missed a couple of layups. I just think if he doesn't play well, they have no shot at beating the Bulls. So I think he needs to play better. He needs to, they're sagging off him, he needs to drive in the lane, hit some jump shots, so thought that was a difference. I'm seeing a little bit of a power shift, though, with the Bulls, how well they're playing. And Derrick Rose is just, he's made some ridiculous shots.
Yeah. Every time I see him play, I think of that song, Ramblin' Rose, in my mind.
Yeah, so.
Because, he just sits in and he jukes you and embarrasses you, kind of.
Yeah, the guy is ridiculous. So last night, though, they were able to beat the Wizards. Rondo did wake up and had a double-double, 20 points, 14 assists. Garnett did, and the game was close, and I think the Wizards got within two with halfway within the fourth quarter, but then Celtics put them away. And like we're saying, it's a tune-up for tomorrow night versus the Heat, who, and the Celtics or Heat are both tied with the same record for the second seed. So huge playoff implications, and a game we got to win. I think, personally, whoever wins tomorrow night, we'll end up with the second seed. That's my opinion. Because only three games left.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy with the whole aspect that, we stand a chance of sweeping the Heat this season. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And the whole thing where this great comeback of Shaq, we only had him for one night again.
Mm-hmm. No, 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Really, 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
but he's supposed to be back.
He's supposed to come back tomorrow night, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? Did he, cough something?
Or? Yeah, strangest cough.
Yeah. He went up, landed wrong. That's it. At his age,
he didn't warm up right. So apparently, a lot of people have been saying it's probably going to be his last year.
Yeah, probably. Most likely. Yeah. But this is a shot at a title.
Yeah.
One last title. The man's got enough of them. He's a sure first ballot Hall of Fame.
I think it would be nice to have because of the fact that he had Lakers, but now he's playing for Celtics, and then he'll have the Celtics.
And he's at the one
and
with
he
the
had
Heat.
Did he have one with Orlando as well? Or
no, Phoenix.
Phoenix,
okay. And he has one with the Heat.
Okay.
So he's got... So far, he's got like three championships.
He didn't win when he was in Orlando, though.
No.
He got to the finals, yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. Now, let's move on. We're really stretching time badly today.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's always shit we can cut off and put for next week.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm going to do the first 10 picks in the 2011 NFL draft.
Yay!
I've been
so long as there is an NFL for them to go to.
I've been trying to steal the cards from, figure out the who's picking, but unsuccessful.
Yeah. Just not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. Yeah.
Let's see. Blues mom.
Ah, oh, not again.
The Carolina Panthers are gonna select Blues mom as their whole defensive line.
Money.
And offensive
money!
Line.
Money.
She will be paid rookie minimum.
Shit! Fuck.
Because she.
Hey, that's still 100,000, isn't it?
In chicken legs.
Wait, so there's like five guys on the line. That's 100,000 apiece, right? Right?
No, she gets paid as one person.
Fuck.
But unfortunately, she ate that many chicken wings that she owes the team. She must play for 40 years to pay him back, unless if she stops eating now. Okay.
Why?
I'm gonna do 10 through 1 with the 10th overall pick in this year's NFL draft. The Washington Redskins, in my opinion, will select wide receiver out of Alabama, Julio Jones.
Julio.
That's good.
All right.
This is the least funny top 10 list I've ever heard.
Oh, fuck you.
Where's Paul Schaefer?
Blink! With the 9th overall pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys, I know Blue's getting a little excited, will select...
My nipples.
Cornerback... Out of Nebraska, Prince Amukamara.
Prince Amukamara. Is he
what
from?
What the fuck? What the hell kind of name is that?
Is he like some royal guy from Kenya or something?
Maybe he's the artist formerly known as Prince. Could be that too.
Actually, I believe he's from the Caribbean.
Oh, all right.
I'm the Prince of the Caribbean.
Well, at least his name's not that ridiculously long.
I know. I can actually pronounce it.
It's not like the name from Coming to America.
Yes. All right. With the 8th overall pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans will select defensive tackle out of Auburn, Nick Fairley.
Let's say he fairly has a chance to get in.
Really? Did you really have to go there? Now, this is a guy that a lot of people have a lot further down, but after his pro day, he's actually climbing up a lot, and I think this is where he is going to fall. So with the 7th overall pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, I believe the San Francisco 49ers are going to select defensive end outside linebacker of North Carolina, Robert Quinn. Now, this is a guy that I actually had on my top 10 list after his pro day dropped out.
Uh-oh.
It was Daquan Bowden, so I had to redo the list.
Ooh.
The dude reamed himself in his list.
He reamed himself of that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 6 in the 2011... NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns will select cornerback out of LSU, Patrick Peterson. Yes, I have two corners going in the top 10. Look at that.
Interesting.
Now, I see him getting a little anxious now because we're getting near the top 5. The Arizona Cardinals. Now, a lot of people keep on saying they're going to take a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
They need one.
Maybe.
But I really think they're going to go defense. They need a guy that can, produce for them. And I think if they wait too long, this guy will be gone. You can grab a quarterback in the 2nd round. No issue. So, I believe Arizona Cardinals, with the 5th overall pick in the draft, will select defensive end, outside linebacker from Texas A&M, Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Von Miller.
So, the thing is, they have, Max Strong is their QB, who's a rookie QB, so you think they'll be able to? What do you think they're going to do?
I think they're actually going to grab another quarterback later on, because there's not too many predicted to go in the 1st round.
Okay.
So, I think they'll have a good, pick coming right up there in the 2nd round.
Okay.
Now, the Cincinnati Bengals, who will select 4th, they had one of the best-looking teams I've seen in a long time last year. Chad Johnson and Terrell Owens, and they couldn't win. They need another wide receiver. So I'm having them take...
Okay, another wide receiver with a douchebag ego.
No, this kid's actually different. Ugh. This is not a douchebag.
He hit me not.
Okay. Wide bitch. Receiver out of Georgia, AJ Green.
Yeah.
So, we'll see where that happens.
Okay.
Now, Buffalo, poor Buffalo.
Yes.
They need a quarterback bad.
Well, they don't.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick started out good, but didn't end up, you know, working out so well.
So, I have them taking a quarterback. I'm probably not where a lot of people think this quarterback's going to go. But, I have the Buffalo Bills, with the third overall pick, selecting the quarterback out of Missouri, Blaine Gabbert. I think he fits their style a little bit better, fits the coach a little bit better. You know, better passer than I think almost anybody else in the draft. So, I think he'll fall there. Denver, second worst team in the entire league. They need huge help up the middle on defense. They allowed a lot of rushing yards last year. So they need a big defensive tackle. And watching this guy practice, I think he's a perfect fit for the Denver Broncos. So I'm having him take the defensive tackle of Alabama, Marcell Dareus.
Yeah.
Fits the hole and gives them what they need.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now,
number one.
With the first overall pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, I have the Carolina Panthers taking a quarterback. They need one bad. I mean, they might change their mind and not go with a quarterback, but they do have Jimmy Clausen. But they feel like Jimmy Clausen's not a leader.
They need a better, like the team just didn't.
They didn't work around him.
Yeah, exactly.
So they need a leader, and they need somebody that can really work. And the owner of the team actually went to this kid's mentor, who was Warren Moon.
Huh, wow.
And said, I really like him, and it makes everybody feel that he might go here. So I got to go with the same thing. Quarterback out of Auburn, Cam Newton, with the first overall.
It was Cam Newton. That's insane. Damn you. And all I knew is that.
All right. Now, there are a few other picks that I have talked about.
Okay.
The Patriots have two picks. I think they are going to take either a DN or an outside linebacker, or outside-inside linebacker, one of those with the first pick. And then I believe they're going to go with a running back. A lot of people say a Mark Ingram. I don't think they'll do it. He's got arthritic knees. I wish I could pronounce this kid's name properly. He's a running back out of Illinois, Mikel Lehors, or Lehow, or something like that.
Lehow, I think.
I forget how it's pronounced, but the kid is a dominant running back. And the Patriots actually invited him for a private workout. This is where I think, we'll grab a running back.
But do you think that he would, switch off with Ben Jarvis Grinnellis, put one in and then
get the two back system?
Grinnellis some... rest and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That you're saying. Okay.
Because you don't know how Danny Woodhead's going to do next year. Mm-hmm. Fred Taylor and Sammy Morris are old.
They're kind of at the end of the road, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think they'll bring back Kevin Falk maybe for one more year. Maybe let Danny Woodhead,
So long as there is an NFL season this year.
Well, they have talked about mediation, so I think we'll be all set. They want to sit down.
Otherwise, UFL for everybody!
Well, no, and then Chad Ochocinco's had a tryout for the MLS.
Oh, he's trying soccer.
Turf
toe, bitch.
Well, he tried out already.
Yeah.
And he sucks.
And they put him on the reserve team.
Oh.
You gotta be
he didn't make the starting team, but he made the reserve team.
Remember he kicked the field goal?
Yeah.
I think it was against the Patriots. Yeah.
So, we'll see where that goes.
That's the only reason why I was like, oh, maybe I should try for soccer. It's reverse engineering.
Yes.
Fucking loser.
So now, we're almost done with sports. There's only one thing I want to congratulate Massachusetts native, Rick Hahn, in winning the next leg of the Bellator Welterweight Grand Prix. One more fight. He's in the finals. If he wins, he gets a shot at the title at 100K.
Money!
Yes.
So, good luck, Rick. For those that don't know about him, he fought in the Olympics for judo, took 9th overall in the world. Came back here and he's, been undefeated fighting. So, good luck to him. And speaking of MMA, there's a video game for MMA.
Video game.
UFC personal fitness trainer.
Yes. Let's integrate into video games with
that. That's why I thought I would switch it around a little bit,
So, video game!
I saw a preview for this. It looks interesting. But I'm not sure how good of a trainer it would be because you're not really working with someone in the same room.
Yeah. And I looked at it and my thing is, all right, I can sit there and do the fake punching and work on all that. That's cool. But at one point, it shows you lifting a big old tractor tire. Oh, yeah, I can go like this. How's that going to help me get stronger?
Well, no, it's kind of depending on how they actually do that. I mean, for the most part, you know, trying to act like there's a tire in the room that's fucking like 300 pounds to 500 pounds and flipping it over is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, it's not like you got to go around and pretend you're like going...
Wait, what system is this for, by the way?
This is going to be for the Kinect.
You know, you can't do that.
On Xbox 360.
I mean, do they give you a tractor tire?
You've got a Kinect, right?
Do I?
Yes.
No, I don't. I know. I have a cousin who has one. I don't
know. Okay.
But my question is, do they send you a tractor tire with the game?
Yeah.
So what?
Do they send you a 500-pound tractor tire?
I wish. I mean, that would be so much... You know what? I'm going to go on Craigslist and look for a tractor tire.
Because, you know, that'd be fun to push up and down my streets.
People be like, what the hell?
You just want to put the little kitties in there and just spin them all the way down.
Wait, but the thing I don't get is there different levels, or how is the game set up?
They're not giving us that information yet.
They're not, okay.
They're just giving us a video.
I mean, for the most part, this is kind of like Gold's Gyms, like from... I don't want to really compare it to a video game that sucks so horribly, because yes. I tried it. But for the
we tried
part,
it.
Yeah.
It sucked on me.
It's one of those things where with the Wii game, you got to go, you know, punching and stuff like that, and you could use the Wii balance board. This setup with Kinect is going to be totally different because you don't have to use a fucking balance board. Sure. You just use your body as a goddamn controller.
Yeah.
So for the most part, they're going to be like, oh, hit left, this, use your elbow, that.
Right.
You know,
left,
punch, you know, like kill, that, kick, me. Punch. Yeah, that's right. The thing that I've been looking for in these games. I mean, there's also, like, Cage, what is it?
EA Active is supposed to be pretty good with that.
Well, yeah, there's that, but... That's not even compared to what, you know, they could be doing with this whole Kinect system. I mean, especially with that game that they came out with for the Kinect, which was supposed to be Fighters Uncaged or some shit like that.
And
the game did horrible, but that's because that's one of the first, you know, types of models of the games for fighting. Now, if UFC can go in on this and create the game that they can do, you know, to do the fighting style... I'm all for it. I think UFC has the best chance because they have more of the money backing to make these fucking awesome games. Especially
right.
with like UFC Undisputed 2010. That was a awesome fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
The graphics were beautiful. Now just improvise the controller system from the Kinect.
Anywhere that when 2011 is supposed to be coming out?
No fucking clue. I don't know if it did that good or not, but
yeah, it actually did pretty well.
But that's the thing, they might have been so busy with like the whole setup. You know.
Oh wait,
do you have a preview thing for it online?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Let me see.
With the whole, you know, with this setup right now, it's basically just a trainer. It's
kidding me? Not until. Oh wait, okay, this makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it could make perfect sense because that's how the fact that they did the whole the
new
motorcycle.
It's Undisputed 2011 release date first quarter 2012.
That makes no sense.
No, that doesn't. Maybe what they should do is like how they did with the motorcycle games that I like. The Pro Am or whatever the hell that is. It goes like 09-10, like 09-10, or they should do 10-11 or 11-12 now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're running out. They're probably running out of time on that one. But I mean, still, they need to fix up the controllers and whatnot to make that as badass as they possibly can.
Well, it says right here that UFC personal trainer is coming out for the 360, it's also coming out for the Wii, and it's coming out for the Kinect.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know it was going to come out for that, too.
Yeah, 360, yeah. PlayStation 3, and Wii.
Okay.
So, perhaps if we don't get the 360 version, go for Kinect, we can at least try it on the Wii.
Yeah, so, I mean, for the most part, I think this would probably be a better setup if you could actually get, like, a punching bag involved, or actually, like, be able to have your friend help hold, like, certain equipment, or, you know what, I feel like with this setup that they could do, you put on leg weights, and you're going to be able to do a lot more
strength.
Yeah,
hand leg weights.
Like, body weights or anything like that, you'll be able to start moving. Hello, she's gorgeous.
Oh, she's nice. She's good looking. Yeah.
She's great, great, great.
She come
with
the game, too?
Yeah, does she come with the game?
Yeah, but, get my cardio in.
Oh yeah, with your
waka-waka.
But this is good because of the fact that it goes through like what the UFC fighters go through in order to like, you know, get their strength up in order to fight somebody.
It's not as intense though. It doesn't look, you know, because we move a lot faster than that.
Well, yeah, of course it's going to be a little bit slower, but like let's put it this way: you go and learn how to do these proper movements and whatnot. You go to the gym and you start hitting the bag. You start hitting, you know, everything that you can see in sight, even the people that are training you. you're going to be able to become an actual either fighter or whatnot, and you could go from there. Hello, boobies. I'm sorry. But anyways, for the most part, it's just, it's one of those setups that you can, you know, you go through and you could kind of feel like the same thing. I mean, they had that NFL, that's what I saw it beforehand. That's why I'm good at being able to acknowledge what the hell's going on, especially at my work.
Yeah.
Yes.
But for the most part, what the whole thing is that they did the sports version for, like, the NFL football. And
You're missing the show, Anvil.
The NFL active game, and apparently that one is supposed to be one of the best.
Topless? I can't.
Not yet. Anyway, so what the whole thing is going with the fact, apparently in the video she says, you go ahead and watch me on this website, I'm topless, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I'm still trying to say about the EA game. God damn it, will you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to talk here. So with anyways, the whole fact that, you know, the game, you know, systems and whatnot, EA, you know, they have active for, you know, Wii, but I'm trying to say that there's going to be a line that they need to step over in order to make these games even more intense. You know, especially with nowadays. All right, enough with the fucking, you know, thing. God damn it. Motherfuckers. But yeah, for the most part, I think the looking at the UFC personal trainer game that's going to be coming out very, you know, very soon, it's going to be one of those systems that's going to be awesome to include on the whole aspect of Xbox 360. Now, they have, like, the whole, like, Michael Jackson thing they're going to be doing for, like, the dance set up.
Like the moonwalk and those type of things.
Yeah, all that other fun shit. Like, you can start dancing like, you know, Michael Jackson. I mean, with everything that's going on with Kinect games, what was it, Carnival 2? There's going to be another Carnival game, which I really don't give a shit about. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, if I can get my hands on a Kinect, I definitely will be able to, I will love to try these games and whatnot, especially trying to find the room to play the games and whatnot. But yeah, that'd be fun.
How much does Kinect cost?
See, that's the only thing is a lot of them usually Kinect do a bundle or something like that. Well, right here, around $150. Oh, so around $150 by itself with a game.
That's not too bad.
Yeah,
but
well, if you think about it, it's $100 for the system and then $50 for the game.
But you have to hook it up. You have to hook it up online, right?
No, you can just hook Xbox. But that's the thing is if you have the newer Xbox, it's a lot easier to hook up onto because it already has a port for it. Otherwise, you have to get like a bunch of adapters for one of the older systems, I think. That's how they have that set up. But yeah, for the most part, what's the next video game?
Well, some news that I know Blonic's been waiting for. Twisted Metal finally has a release date! October 4th.
You know what? That feels almost just like the whole concept of Duke Nukem Forever. It's taken for fucking ever.
Yes. Ugh. But what you think of the trailer? Because it looked pretty badass what we saw.
It looks very disturbing. I do like the whole concept of it being friggin' disturbing. Because that's basically what Twisted Metal is. And especially with, what's his name? The clown guy with the flaming hair and shit. And he's got a machete. It's scary enough as is.
When did the last one come out?
While ago.
A long time ago.
I think it was probably back in like high school, like 2003, somewhere around there, 2002.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Twisted Metal Black.
I played the last one, but it did seem like a long time ago. Yeah,
right.
I mean,
yeah, it was.
Was it Twisted Metal Black?
Yeah, Twisted Metal Black.
Because I know that they did like another probably game that for what was it? Probably one of the small systems like PSP or some shit like that. But that was the last one that they did that wasn't really even that popular. Jesus, Twisted Metal Black was on PS2. Jeez.
Yeah.
June 18th, 2001. That's when it came out.
Yikes. It's been 10 years since the last one.
Jesus. Yeah.
That's not like a long time.
That has been a long time.
Yep. It says right here there are going to be four factions in this one. There's going to be the clowns, the dolls, the skulls, and the preachers. And we've got Sweet Tooth leading the...
Sweet Tooth. That's the clown.
The clowns. Dollface leading the dolls. Mr. Graham leading the skulls and the preacher leading the preachers.
Man.
It's been forever since I played that game.
Yeah, we just met while you were in the crapper. They said 10 years ago was the last one. All
right, fine. Using the number one hose.
And I overheard that part of the conversation. I said it's been a long time since I've played the game.
Jeez, those walls are paper thin.
Yes. Anyways.
I know, it's horrible that I can't hear you guys, right?
Yep.
I was actually going to continue talking and see if anybody even caught on that I wasn't there.
But anyway, that's coming out. Sega just announced a new video game, a new Sonic one called Sonic Generations. And the last game, Sonic Colors, was really good. They could be starting on the right foot again. And it seems like a very interesting concept where you're going to have both old and new generation Sonic characters going head to head. In fact, in the trailer, you got the newer Sonic the Hedgehog racing the older Sonic the Hedgehog.
What the fuck is that?
Never mind. It's a different band. What? I was trying to look up the actual video for Sonic Generations. My bad.
Okay.
Oh, right, there it is. Ha ha.
All right. So, yeah. So, let's do a little bit of commentary while we watch this video here. As
wait a second. That's not it.
Oh, really, you little bastard.
That's not
it's
me.
It's on IGN, dude. That other
fuck
website.
IGN.
Okay. Yeah, fuck IGN.
They keep sending me shit, and I keep trying to unsubscribe, and they just won't unsubscribe me. You asshole. Alright, anyways, yeah, they, the whole Sonic setup, I mean, great, but are they gonna give me something finally new to go through?
Yeah, well, it's gonna be, like, it's gonna be a PS3, Xbox 360, it's gonna be a mixture of old and new worlds, yeah. Looks like.
So, Blue, how many people are watching the show?
One.
Well, say hi to that one person, it's my brother.
Yep.
He called
to be a douche, I know.
No, he wanted to make sure, because last week he tried to watch the show, and showed him one of our old ones.
Really?
Yeah, he was really confused.
Some demos came out this past week. One of the demos that I thought would be interesting of you, Red Faction Battlegrounds.
I tried it. I'm pissed.
You're pissed?
Yeah, I'm pissed. That fucking sucked. It sucked. Okay. It was horrible. Okay. I felt that like the whole concept of them trying to make this side game was like that Ghostbusters game the last couple weeks that we tried. That was crap. I don't like this whole fucking far away view and like trying to friggin' just run the car around with just your freaking joystick and then shooting it is
what. Let me tell you about taking your glasses off during the game. It's not really that far away.
God damn it! It is far away.
Well, okay, so I've read some reviews of the game. It's been
so funny. It's a stigmatism.
It's been
me too.
It's been getting pretty bad reviews. The demo, for me personally, it looked I thought was going to be a good game.
It's crap.
It's shit.
Yeah.
Get it away from me.
I'm sorry.
Just warn him about it. Warn.
Okay. And at first, it looked like it could be interesting with the whole little. Trying to do as much as you can before time runs out, so you can get the gold star, silver star, bronze star. Kind of similar to the setup in Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, if you can do it quickly.
Yeah.
But apparently there's only 5 different modes. The main game only takes 90 minutes to beat, and there's only 5 online modes. So, and it costs what?
Was 800 it, Xbox Live points.
Which is $10.
Which
I don't know.
That's just definitely not worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just put it this way. I know that they're trying to probably gain a little bit more cash on the side just because of the fact that Armageddon?
Armageddon
is coming out. Red Faction Armageddon. It's supposed to be another adaptation of the Red Faction game where after the whole fact that Red Faction has finally, you know, won and kicked ass and take names, a new alien race that's been hiding in the actual, like, Mars planet has come out of the open. They had to go down deep in order to try to get away from them in order to survive. So it's going to be another war that you're going to be fighting aliens instead of humans. It's not going to be human on human. It's going to be fighting, but they're going to be bringing back the massive destruction yet again. That game is already interested. I got my money down on that already, and that's going to be coming out May 3rd.
Yep.
I know that because it's 3 days before my birthday. Right. But for that most part, it's just one of those things that's when Duke Nukem was supposed to be coming out. That's why I knew that one personally, and then when I heard that happen, I went, I want a game for my birthday week. Fine, I'll put that money down on that, and I'll try that game out and see what happens.
Yep.
I'm hoping that it's not going to be a total, like, you know, clusterfuck, but it looks like it's a great game. Graphics are, you know, kind of good, but I think the video seems a little dark, but that's what you get for fighting underground. But
well, duh, what do you expect them to actually have lights built into the underground?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, there was another demo I got to try out, and before I start, let me just say I wasn't a fan of the first version of this, but the second version of this looked pretty badass. The Dishwasher Vampire Smile. This was a game that was made by one person and one person only.
I have to say one thing is this asshole who came up with the title just, I don't fucking stand it.
Well, because he came up with the idea while he was a dishwasher at a restaurant.
Loser.
Oh, Anderson.
Yeah, I'm a loser.
And first off, I love the look of the game. It looks like Tim Burton in some cases. Thing real quick?
Since like he's crap. Making fun of, you know, the guy that did this. Well, you know, what do you expect, you know, from the video game you made and the movie you made? Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Aw, fucking kill you! All right, I stay corrected. It moved up to the 31st. Now it's 531 on Red Faction. God damn it!
He's not getting a game from the birthday!
I'll kill you!
Duke Nukem still coming out that week.
No, it's not.
No, it got pushed, dumbass.
The June 14th.
God damn. Where was I?
I'm in the toilet.
Well, running around strapping people to beds in the fucking hospital. Shut up.
Yeah! Practicing for the nighttime. Giggity, giggity.
You work the nighttime.
Yeah, and I got 2 days off.
Go.
But anyway, I love the whole combo set that you see in this game. I love how you see him ripping out the intestines and ripping off the skulls and the heads and blowing up the machines.
I got annoyed. It was too fucking slow.
But what I liked was how it would switch back and forth to what was going on in the real world and how fucked up it is in his mind. Like, seeing him strapped in the bed and acting all crazy and such.
I got bored because of the fact that I was having him crawl, and it took too fucking long. It was just like...
It only took 30 seconds.
Fuck that. No,
I couldn't like, play this game. I couldn't play this game.
Why?
You're saying that you're playing the game, you're strapping people to beds and watch them freak out.
No.
Well,
no.
That's like going to my job all over again.
No, this is what happens. When you switch into his mind, you see the character you're playing being strapped in the bed or being pushed in the wheelchair. And then you go back and then you start hacking and slashing everybody.
Yeah, but it would just be like work.
You that hack and slash at work? That's fucking awesome.
Yes.
I want that job.
Why did I tell you? I'm always going to work.
$12.50 an hour.
And I saw this game being showcased.
What? Just joking.
I saw this game being showcased at PAX East this past year. I didn't get a chance to play it because the line was so fucking long to try it out.
Really?
Until you pulled the press pass.
Press pass!
I'm better than all of you. I'm better than all of you.
It doesn't work that way at PAX East. So everyone is equal.
It's like you get double D's and you get a body like that. I'm not better than you. You're just with me.
Well, unless we're trying to get our interviews in and whatnot. Then
right.
Then we're above the situation.
Right. But, like I said, I wasn't a fan of the first game, but the sequel wants me to come back and try out the full version. I gave it a 4 out of 5 for the for what I tried in the demo.
Wait, the sequel wants you to?
Yes.
Yes.
The sequel wants me to come back and play the sequel.
Sequel.
Yes.
At least it's not a prequel.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, prequels.
Pre-prequel.
I know you have a band that you want to talk about, a musician. What's his name?
The guy's name is Eric Hutchinson, and he's a pop singer, and I listened to his album, which is called Sounds Like This, and songs I listened to were Don't Have to Believe, Outside Villanova, and You've Got You, and I thought the songs were great. I liked the rhythm and the beat, and I thought Eric puts a lot of emotion into his songs. He basically, you know, gives it his all. He's also a great entertainer. Like, if you watch him on YouTube, you know, he just really puts a lot into it. He jokes around. He's just a great, you know, person that you want to see entertain. And you should definitely check that out. Also a great guitarist. He does a lot of acoustic things. He first broke into the music scene in 2008 in the Colorado Music Festival. And since then, he's gained a lot of popularity. And I give his album a 5 out of 5 because of the originality of the songs. Also, you know, the great lyrics, rhythm, and beat, and like I said, just he puts everything into all the songs. So, I thought it was a great album, and I've got 3 of his songs already. So, hopefully more.
Cool. Well, a couple weeks ago, I don't know if any of you guys had a chance to listen to this album.
I did.
Of Verbal Visionaire.
I was playing it while rocking the Need for Speed.
I played it at work on mute.
Asshole.
it's a new solo album from one half of M-Flow, or one fifth of Teriyaki Boys.
That's why I felt like I knew these motherfuckers. I heard the Teriyaki Boy. That's the one that got me.
Now let me give you 3 names here, 3 people that show up on this album: Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, and Drake. Which leads me to this question:
I only know Lil Wayne.
Why the fuck does this not have a U.S. release date?
I don't know. Why does it not have a U.S. release date? And how the hell did you get your hands on it?
Double negative.
I imported it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you are like, the only one with this disc in America, apparently.
Just like he, you know, now, supports his women.
I'm listening to this music. I love the song I Want It All. It's like a little bit like Little John.
Wait, isn't it kind of like...
What? Yeah! And then we got Ball and Bounce, which is like Hova meets a little chip tune. And then Nothing, which uses a nice little like acoustic guitar beat. And it makes it sound kind of poppy, but without softening up verbal.
What kind of genre would you say it is?
This is like hip-hop dance genre.
So it's kind of like techno-ish a little?
And a couple songs, yes.
So it's a song you listen to at the club.
Yeah. I did have one complaint, and there was one song that I didn't like called Stomp Them Roach. It sounded like he was trying way too hard to do like a club-worthy track, like a, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. Like, make it into a dance. Like, Stomp Them Roach, you know, Stomp That Roach or something.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like you just grew up in New York and there are a lot of cockroaches.
Right. The chanting is kind of dumb in the song. So I think that's the only bad song in the entire album. What were your thoughts while listening to it?
You know, I felt that it was pretty good considering, I mean, a lot of the music actually, it was kind of funny, a lot of the music actually went with the game. Like, when I was racing and whatnot, like, that's the thing I usually like to listen to, music that kind of goes with the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was listening to it when I was playing the Armageddon game, so that was kind of, it kind of went with it a couple of the times when I was doing explosions, so yeah, there was a couple of part of that, especially the crash scenes when I was doing Need for Speed, but for the most part, yeah, this album is alright. I would rate it probably at a 4 out of 5 right now because of the fact, you know, I mean, with me, with music, I like to sit there and when I'm driving my truck or I'm just hanging out or playing video games or whatnot, I just like to have music playing in the background, and
mm-hmm.
it just usually just, it envelops the room, and you're just like, I like this song. I want to just keep listening to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are a couple songs. Like, I do agree with the I Want song. That one is another good one. That one was strictly one of the ones that really stuck out and I liked a lot. But for the most part, this album, yeah, is definitely a 4 out of 5.
I actually listened to it, too, so...
Oh, you did?
Oh, you whore!
Yes, I just... Actually, I was able to click onto it, and it just... downloaded or went onto my iTunes,
right, before, cool.
which is nice. So I guess, well, see, it's kind of hard because I'm not really big into techno. I'd say a 3 out of 5. There were some good beats and stuff like that, but then I thought it was a little bit monotonous. But that's just my understanding.
Now, did you have issue with the language barrier? Because it feels like it's half in English, half in Japanese.
Yeah, I didn't understand some of it too.
Yeah, so there was that one song that was like Japanese. I was like, okay, what is going on in this song? It's got a nice beat, but what are they saying?
And like I said, you know, I played it at work. I'm going to have to take another listen to it before I can, you know, let you guys know what I think.
Right.
Because, truthfully, it like, didn't even register in my head.
Because I'm just shocked because...
It's on mute, too.
Yeah, you ass.
Hey, you told me I would like you to play this album before we come in. I can't listen to it at work, so I let it play. So that way when you ask, I can say... you know, played it,
mm-hmm. but
didn't listen to it.
But Virgil and his duo of M-Flow, they're a group that really needs to be signed here to America. And just seeing fucking Lil Wayne, who everybody knows, appear on his album, that kind of feels like he's elbowing like the record executives. Hey, there's this guy over in Japan. And
Nicki Minaj, who's huge right now.
Yeah, and Drake.
And Drake, he's here and there. But, you know, Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne are bigger names.
Right.
Like, you know, Nicki's a big one right now.
Yeah.
So
it's like, hey, we know this dude over in Japan. He's got some great songs.
But he has to Englishify him. Englishify him.
Come on. No, he doesn't have to Englishify him because he does sing in English or rap in English.
Yeah, like, you know, they said there are a few songs.
Wait, can I say something? There is a. Have you heard of a rap? No, I'm sorry. There's a rap thing that's Japanese called MG Visionary. It has like rap slash Japanese. I know because you. I'm just saying that because the song you like, the bands you like were kind of like, you like a lot of Japanese bands,
right?
So there is a band called MG Visionary, which is like kind of like rap. Techno-ish slash Japanese.
MG Visionary. It does sound familiar.
Sounds familiar, okay. Because they have some good songs, too. Just to know if you heard of them.
Yeah, MG the Visionary.
Visionary, yep. Yeah. Okay.
They were an underground hip-hop group, but they were from Seattle, actually.
Oh, Seattle, okay.
Seattle.
Seattle.
Mariners.
Sock.
Yeah.
Supersonics. None.
Who?
Just kidding.
They're still a team?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, so they did fold.
They did fold.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray Allen left them and they folded.
Yes.
Yep.
So, okay.
Jesus leaving, so they had dinner.
Ooh, we're running short on time.
You said that 20 minutes ago.
No, you said that 6 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Anyway. Felt like 20 minutes.
Because you took a piss.
Should we stick a fork into this podcast?
Well, actually, I just want to touch on something that we did talk about earlier, the movie Caterpillar. You know how the second one's coming out?
No, you mean the Human Centipede.
Human Centipede.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know why I call it cat. I actually found out while I was in the bathroom on who the starring cast is.
What?
The New York Yankees.
God damn it.
Dog gonna be touched mouth to ass the entire way.
Especially A-Rod and Jeter.
Yeah, they said, you know, we do it on a regular basis as it is. Why can't we do it and make money?
God damn it.
I think it's going to be a three-way between Giardi, A-Rod, and Jeter. That's going to happen.
All right, now we can stick a fork in it.
All right.
Remember, visit our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, requests for us to talk about, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. And Anvil's on Twitter at Anvil63.
I write once a year. This year I wrote twice.
Oh, god damn it. Anyways, we're on Facebook. We have all you have to do is write in Boston Bass Brigade, and you should be able to get to our group, no problem. Along with that, we're also on MySpace. I've been just checking it out recently, so yeah, we've been getting here and there stuff. So go and check us out at myspace.com/BostonBassBrigade. Mm-hmm. We have just everything that we've been doing lately. We've been putting up on both group, Facebook, everything. So go and check that out. Enjoy. Your turn!
And check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love while you're there. Check out Geek Aggro. And pretty soon we're going to have another group to add on to there. And check out our friends at Gamer Reaction at gamerreaction.tv.
Now, next week, we're going to have a couple guests come on the show that are going to be promoting themselves. Possibly a new show sometime pretty soon.
Very soon.
Yeah. They're two guys that I've known since my days at Salem State College. Very good,
crazy guys. That I met through the King.
I've never met.
I never met either.
Yep.
Don't worry, they're cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I should have brought in the weaponry next week.
One of them's Jewish, too, so you two should probably
get all right, yes.
Wait. We have to leave the room so you can give the super secret handshake?
Yes, we do.
Shake, Star David.
Wrong.
Anyways. What? There's that movie.
Yeah, I know. Movie. Just never. Yeah.
I had to.
Which movie is that?
That and the Hebrew Hammer. Anyway.
All right. Now, one other thing I want to promote. Next Saturday, April 16th, is Record Store Day.
Kim?
Tell us more about it, Doc!
This is when, all across the country, artists, big and small, release like special edition albums, vinyls that are only released on this one day. So, you got AC/DC, you got Fucked Up, you got Bus Driver, you got Bruce Springsteen, you got Kings of Leon, Built the Spell, you got all of these amazing...
Jimi Hendrix!
Fuck, I'm working that day. It's gonna be a panty raid.
Yes.
Ooh, panty raid?
Yes, especially with Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah. Anyway. You got Joe.
You know what the secret is?
What?
It's a guy.
Oh, crap.
But yeah, you got all these artists that are going to be releasing very special edition vinyl records that you can only buy on this one day. And it's to help promote, you know, old classic record stores.
Yeah, but how are we supposed to play the music? None of us.
Go to Bed, Bath, and Beyond, asshole.
They have those record players.
They have the record players that you could actually hook up to your computer, and you could take the music off the record and put it onto the thing, and it will dice it up for you, and it's kind of cool how they've done
yeah.
it. It's pretty impressive.
Because vinyl is
and
coming back.
And the sound is fucking awesome.
Yes, the vinyl is coming back full force. I've been saying this for a couple of years, and it's been happening. But anyway, it's an awesome day. It helps promote, you know, your local record stores or record store chains like Newbury Comics, who are going to be celebrating it as well. It's just a really, really cool day to really get back into the old school of music. Like when you would buy a record, you'd bring your friends, you'd invite your friends over, you'd listen to it.
Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio!
It's true. That was a great movie, too.
Yeah.
More or less, it was like, back in the day, that was the thing to do. Huddle around the radio and or the record player and, like, go, ha-ha, this song is awesome! Get up and dance and then sit back down.
We never did that.
Nowadays, it's more or less put the friggin' headphones in and walk around going,
it's a party in my ears!
You have those weird, you know, gay guys that dance on the train?
Guy!
They'll wear, like, bright purple and they'll dance on the train and everybody stares at them like,
Wait, sure you're not talking
about... Are we supposed to be getting the money?
Sure you're not talking about the commentator Sager?
What the fuck did you say?
No, it's this real kid that actually
comes back
forth from work and rides the train. We're all sitting like this.
Okay.
All right. But, yeah, so you would buy these records on Record Store Day and then you invite your friends who also bought records. You'd compare, you'd listen, and just have fun with it.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy records to go shoot with a shotgun.
No, because these records will actually be sold. You can actually then go on eBay and sell them for like $3,000 a piece because they're so rare.
Like I said, I'm going to shoot them with a shotgun.
But that's $3,000 down the toilet.
Wait, do they have turnstables that you actually can play them on?
Yes. Oh, they have.
Cool. Then how much are they selling these things for?
They're like $15, $20.
But yet they're worth $3,000.
But you got to wait like a couple of years. Yeah.
Don't worry, that's like putting up your favorite friggin' things up on the wall.
Yeah, it's like all your autographs.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool. Okay, let's go.
Alright, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Lulonic.
Mr. Hughes.
Say sayonara, bitches. We are the Bastards.